This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Don't always get what you deserve, especially not in the NFL. It is the most unpredictable, chaotic, what the hell did I even just watch league ever created. And that is why, B. Mitch, it is so damn popular.
Yeah.
And I'm not turning around a possible incredible rebound next year for the Commanders, where they slingshot from four wins to maybe even winning the division. Hell, look at what the Patriots did with Vrabel. Now, we're one of the few teams down there in the muck that don't have to worry about coach or quarterback. I was just looking at the teams that are down there in the mud with the Commanders. The Raiders are probably going to have to fire Pete Carroll, right?
After 1 year?
Don't you think?
I'm just saying, that's 1 year veteran coach.
They also don't have their quarterback. My friend Geno Smith gutted it out yesterday, left the game with a busted up ankle, but it's pretty clear he ain't the guy. So they've got to go searching there. The Giants are going to be hiring a new coach. They don't know who.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they got their quarterback in Jackson Dart, who once again was running around taking big hits
if
at the goal line.
Get him to change his mindset.
Well, he said, well, am I supposed to be like Peyton Manning? I'm not a pocket passer, okay?
Well, you don't have to lower your shoulder on linebackers, though.
The Jets, I think, have to fire Aaron Glenn, whether it's his fault or not, because...
They already said they're not.
Okay. Well, then, good luck.
Yeah.
The Patriots humiliated them yesterday, and the Jets do not have a quarterback, not even close.
No.
The Titans are in the market for a new coach, but they think they got their quarterback in Cam Ward.
Yeah.
He's shown flashes, but they've got such dog meat around him, it's hard to truly evaluate. Arizona should absolutely fire Jonathan Gannon, and they probably will, and they also don't really have their quarterback because they're probably going to move on from Kyler Murray. Mm-hmm. So they're in a bad spot. Cleveland is going to stay with their coach, who at times makes unbelievably inexplicable decisions.
Yeah.
But overall, Stefanski's solid. And their quarterback, they're hoping Shador comes along like he has. I think the positive is he's been non-awful so far, even though the numbers have been meager. He keeps losing guys as targets, though. They lost Fannin Jr. yesterday to an injury. He's been a real surprise for them. So they're going to keep running the Shador thing into the offseason, and he'll be the starter for week one. So at least the Browns have a direction. Thank God the Commanders have a coach and a quarterback. They're not even going to deliberate. Mm-hmm. So that puts them in a good spot.
Yeah.
Now we just got to lose a game and get a lot of help. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. What should be the Commanders' general shape of the offseason? I have said offense, good luck. We're focusing on the defense. We're going to triage the defense. Others disagree, and that's fine. That's why we have sports radio. Joel and Bowie, you are first up on this topic. Hello, Joel.
Well, gentlemen, first of all, B. Mitch, it's always an honor to speak to the new Hall of Famer, and the bus is fueled up. We're ready to go, bruh. And I can't say, but this sounds like Steve Zabin, but I know Steve Zabin is in parts unknown, right?
No, you're listening Zabin. To him, yes. the radio beast has spit me up like a undigested chunk of food, and I am here today. Thank you for noticing.
How you doing, dog?
I'm doing great. I'm getting to play with some of the regulars here on this great station. Honored and thankful for the opportunity. Taking the reps.
Yeah, they told me you were up south picking cotton for pill bottles.
Damn. Up south.
Okay.
So what is the off season? Give me the off season, generally speaking, in your mind.
We gotta concentrate on defense and find at least one or two receivers. They got to have some height. They got to be able to catch. They got to be able to run. Those are very important things. And they got to have the heart of B. Mitch.
Well,
if
you
they
can't,
got that,
listen. Scientists have been trying to replicate the heart of B. Mitch in laboratories, and they have come close. There have been some promising breakthroughs, but no reports of being close to replicating the.
Gonna be hard.
Beating chest of old number 30. Let's go to Eddie in Fort Washington. You are next up. What's the shape of the offseason, Eddie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, look, I got a scenario here because you guys are always talking you can't do it in 1 year. So I look at this like, okay, where are we closest at, offense or defense? I think it's obviously offense with the quarterback in place. So why not take a run at Pickens, free agent, and then potentially low-round trade for Ayuk in San Francisco, and then use your draft picks on the defensive side of the ball. Now, however, if one of the two wide receivers doesn't pan out, you're not able to get him, you may be able to get the kid out of Ohio State, Tate. And then there's also Ruben in Florida. So I think that would be a good option. One side of the ball first.
But yeah. I think you got to fix the defensive side. The defensive side is really hurt. You got to get that at least up to being consistently above average. Pickens is not leaving Dallas. Jerry's not letting Pickens leave. They're going to franchise tag him, and that's that. Ayuk, I keep hearing everybody say Ayuk, just because he and Jaden were friends.
I'm like, no.
A guy that gets that money and then decide I don't want to deal with it and just go like, I don't want to deal with him, to be honest with you. I think, listen, receivers are probably the easiest thing you can go out there and get in a draft, or you get some free agent or somewhere along the way. But your defense better be able to stop somebody. You know, they put pressure on Jaden so much because the defense can't stop anybody. And he has to go out there and put himself in harm's way. I need them to get the defense up to par.
Hey, B. Mitch, I somewhat agree with you, but listen to this. Listen, the reason why so much pressure on JD is because there's nobody can win 1-on-1 except Scary Terry. And if wide receivers are that easy to just find, then why haven't we only had one for the last 20 years?
Well, we had poor drafting.
I mean, we had a group that was here before that didn't try to get
Monk,
the right people
Clark
around.
And Sanders. We haven't had two receivers since Monk, Clark, and Sanders.
I would disagree with that totally. Pierre and Santana Moss were some badasses.
Yeah. Come on now. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jupe in West Virginia next up this morning. Hello, Jupe. What do you say?
Fellas, two legends. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, fellas. Hey, nothing much. My idea for this offseason is, and B-Mitch, you know, I've been preaching this all year, chemistry. We need more chemistry, and it's hard to build chemistry with a team when it seems like every year we're turning over half the team. AP can't keep doing these one-year deals. We need multiple-year deals with these players. That means so he can't go get these rentals, these older guys. He's got to really
get younger guys, though.
Yeah, I think you got to
draft the younger guys so they'll be here for at least 3 years.
What they did last year,
you're not wrong,
they're not
Jupe.
Doing that again this year.
You're not wrong, Jupe, but what you're also saying, and without saying it, is they just got to get younger. Which is why I think they've got to get out of the old guy business, even when the old guys like Wagner had a great year. Mm-hmm. When the old guys are like, hey, you know what? If you extend and keep going on with these older guys that get paid money, you're just delaying for another year a younger guy who could be coming up in his spot.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my point. Also, too, I think two keys are important for a successful season is that chemistry, also a full training camp with all your starters and players. We can't have another Terry contract situation because you see how it threw everything off for everybody. So that's all I got for you fellas.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you for the call. I agree with you that it's easier to get a third, fourth, fifth round wide receiver bonus baby than almost any other position.
Yeah.
Because there's so many receivers in today's modern game, college game, which is like the pros, and they're running 3 and 4 wide out sets all the time. So guys do slip through the cracks. Terry is a prime example.
Third round pick.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp, third round pick.
It's the 7-on-7.
Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
Fifth round pick.
The 7v7 thing makes receivers and defensive backs ready.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I mean by you can get them. I know fans want everybody drafted in the first round. You're not gonna do that. Everybody ain't gonna get drafted in the first round. And you go look at some of the greatest players that ever played. They were not drafted in the first round. You can find them in second, third, fourth, fifth. But you got to have some of those positions from other positions from the first round every once in a while. Your pass rusher, you go find one of them. That change your whole damn defense up. You get one pass rusher who consistently can make a quarterback move. The Houston Texans, their two guys, quarterback can't stand where he's at. He got to move.
No. Yeah.
So you just get one or two because they got Hunter. I think they picked him up in free agency. The other guy was already there, and now they're meeting at the quarterback every damn play.
Yeah, the Texans defense is so good, they may carry that offense, which is still wheezing, all the way to the Super Bowl, depending on
how
it
goes.
They're
tough, man.
They are nasty tough. College sports, college basketball in particular.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
May have just imploded. And it's being sized up by many in the sport like, okay, what does this mean? Where are we going? And hello, NCAA, are you going to do anything about
this? NCAA can't do anything anymore.
They cannot.
They're done.
They are hamstrung by the courts.
They screwed it up before, though. They were making too much money.
So let me set the stage here. So Baylor signed 7-foot center James Nagy, mm-hmm. who had been drafted by the Pistons in the second round, 31st overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
And he never made it in the NBA. He chose not to go play in the NBA, did play professionally elsewhere. And because of the way the rules are, the NCAA said, well, if he's got eligibility, you can take him. The college basketball world lost their mind over that, going, are you kidding me? This is what we're doing now? Like, no. He's a pro, for God's sakes. And the NCAA, not wanting to get sued, just said, well, it's up to you guys to figure out. Well, that outrage only lasted maybe 2 weeks, because this past week, Trenton Flowers, who has played in the NBA for the Chicago Bulls, is now in discussions about returning to play college basketball, and there are numerous top-tier programs that have expressed interest. Yes, he does. He has eligibility. He sees what NIL money is available and time and exposure you can get in college. Probably knows he can whoop some ass because he's a pro. He's a man's man. And he's like, let me get a piece of this.
But this is the thing I want people to understand. This isn't the kid's fault. This is the adult's fault. The adults, they don't have a plan for this thing.
They don't. I'm going to get to that in a second. But anyway, Flowers is currently on a two-way contract with the Bulls, meaning he splits time between the Bulls and their G League affiliate.
Well, he shouldn't be able to come back to college.
No, in a million years,
you're playing right now in the pros.
Yeah.
Didn't fail at it, didn't make it.
Right.
You're playing.
Right. And so when somebody says sarcastically, oh, what's next, Kevin Garnett coming out of retirement?
Yeah, LeBron got 4 years left.
Right.
He got eligibility.
Right. When you say, well, what's next, is LeBron, the answer is yes, that's what's next. Because you are right now Clark Griswold sliding down an icy roof, putting up your Christmas lights if you're the NCAA, and the only thing stopping you is grabbing the gutter at the end. And it's crazy because it is so not what college athletics should be about. Even if you believe the kids should get paid, it started with, well, they should be able to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness. And then it quickly morphed to, well, we're going to pay this guy under the table anyway and pretend like he's got some value of name, image, and likeness, when the whole world's like, who? Well, he's our left guard on our team. We don't know who this guy is. You're just paying him because you want to pay the guy because he's good. Then it morphed into, well, forget the NIL. Let's just pay them a chunk of the obscene television money that we get. So they're like, okay, good deal, $20 million, pool of money. Hey, schools, you can pay it. You can disperse it however you want. You want to go 60-40? football, basketball. We want to go 70-30, basketball, football, whatever. It's up to you. $20 million. Pay the players. Now because of the portal and now because the NCAA has been sued and beaten and sued and beaten and sued and beaten, they don't want to get into any more of this. When there's any time there's a gray area, the NCAA just kind of goes, hands off. We're not going to touch this one. Now, we'll see if there's a program that really does take Trenton Flowers, and we'll see if the NCAA doesn't approve it.
The question
not,
would be,
not
is Trenton
yet.
Flowers going to be required to go to class?
I doubt it.
I mean, let's be real now.
I think he's going to be there for one semester.
The guys that are at the schools now, they go to class. They'll do that at least.
Well, yes.
But Trenton Flowers is going to sign and just play basketball? Don't go to class?
He'll enroll in Geography 101, and he'll go to the bare minimum classes. He'll get a D-.
What did Trenton
stay
Flowers,
eligible?
What did Trenton Flowers have in his last on his last transcript? Is he even eligible?
That's the question
you got to ask.
Brian, you are asking so many great questions for which nobody has any answers because it is the wild freaking West right now. He's looking at it like, hey, I can make $1-2 million on 3 months of work, January, February, March.
Yeah.
And then get right back into doing my two-way stuff for the Bulls with their G League team. Why not? He's probably making nothing in the NBA. Probably making under $1 million. And he's not getting much playing time. So from his standpoint, I get it.
I think this one's going to get shut down when the adults get their heads together.
Well, here's the problem. So Bruce Pearl, former coach at Auburn, says at this point, we have two options to save intercollegiate athletics. Option one is Congress gives the NCAA antitrust protections and we make the old system work, which is unfair to student athletes, or we have a collective bargaining agreement. The longer we wait, the more it costs everyone. I will give that a ding, ding, ding. Bruce Pearl is right. These are two not great options, and they're going to have to figure it out. John Calipari went on a long post-game extended rant about this as well. Kevin Clark, who writes for The Ringer, said the following, quote, I ran into someone smarter than me a few months ago who had a theory. The theory, B. Mitch, is that the NCAA was intentionally trying to tank college sports in a desperate bid to get Congress to grant them their wish of antitrust exemption. I didn't believe that person, writes Kevin Clark. Now I do. It won't work, though, and everyone will end up worse.
The question I asked, though, the NCAA, someone had to give them control and power over these universities to be able to deal with that.
Well,
same people could take that from them.
Well,
and start your own thing.
Well, then that's fine, and that's probably where it's headed. But if you're going to start your own thing, then you're going to need a miniature pro league. And what are the features of a miniature pro league? A collective bargaining agreement, salary cap, roster rules, and most importantly, an entry draft. Nobody wants to believe me when I say eventually it'll be an entry draft. You don't get to choose to play for Alabama. It depends on if they pick you. Oh, that'll never happen. We're hurtling towards it right now. We're not there yet, but we have gone deep into Kansas. We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto, as the saying goes.
The thing, they just said it should have made rules before you jumped into it.
Well, the rules.
But that's the problem.
They had rules, and the court struck down the rules as being collusive antitrust. And now they can't do anything.
The thing of it, though, you had a bunch of adults that was making money off of kids. When the kids decide, oh, I can make someone. And the name, image, likeness, kids should be able to make money off his name, image, and likeness. They didn't want him to make that. That was getting too big for them. So then they decide, oh, let's take this amount to pay them.
Yeah.
They're still trying to control all of the money.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the problem is from these greedy-ass adults who don't want to sit up here and put something together. If one guy has great name, image, likeness, and he's making a lot more money, let him make a lot more money. Because I tell a story. Johnny Manziel, when he was at Texas A&M, went to this banquet. He was asked to show up. Johnny sat with nine people, okay?
who paid $20,000 apiece to sit with Johnny. They sold three helmets at $30,000 apiece.
Damn.
From Johnny Manziel. 180, 90, 270. They made $270,000 in a 2-3 hour banquet off of him.
Good work.
If Johnny Manziel was getting more money than the other kids, that's why. The other kids couldn't, the other kids sat down, they probably like, who are you?
Yeah.
But they are trying to control the top guys making more money than some of these damn coaches. And that's where the problem is.
It's heading towards a miniature pro league that's going to have all the features of a pro league, which I don't know if they'll still keep an affiliation with their colleges. I would assume they would, but it's not going to feel or look or play the same. Maybe it'll be better. Maybe it'll be worse. It's going to change big time, though, because this is not tenable. And the latest news, B. Mitch, is that the NCAA appears to be granting eligibility to former hockey players who are pros. Mats Lindgren, a 2022 fourth-round NHL pick who has played pro hockey in the ECHL and the AHL, has now been added to Colorado's college roster in collegiate ice hockey. Yay!
The NCAA sports. Just don't know how to get it done right. They still screwing up.
B. Mitch and Finley and MJ and Thriller. Shout out to everybody hanging out with us on the YouTube stream. Hope you're all doing well in that wacky world of a chat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Shout out to everybody watching us on the Monumental Sports Network. Appreciate y'all there, too. Appreciate all the folks just listening on the radio. Driving around, no traffic. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
B, I went to the dentist this morning.
What time you go to the dentist?
I had to be at the dentist before the end of the year. So I guess my dental insurance gives me two cleanings a year.
What time?
8. No cavities.
Booyah!
I have a running wager with a woman I'm related to by marriage in a cavity count.
Mm-hmm.
Dominating. The dentist, not bad. Honestly, I was in and out of there in like 20 minutes. When you floss, baby, your teeth are gravy. It's not dental care is not that complicated. It's based on flossing.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, you floss, dude? Jeff, no idea what planet I'm on.
I got those little...
Jeff's eating
chips.
You
ever see the reach floss?
No, what's that?
It's a... So when you, because I, you get in the back into the
yeah,
bar,
yeah.
These here are easy. You get back.
I like the little swords.
That's not a sword. It's a, it's with, I think it's reach. Yeah. And it's about that long, and the little thing goes on the end, and you can just from anywhere. Just,
yes, right. I do floss. And I have the travel pack in my car, and I got a water flosser.
Damn.
That's a new game right there.
Just taking his dental care seriously. Proud of you.
Those don't get it inside, in between the teeth and in the gums as good as you think, though.
Yeah, Jeff.
I always use the flosser.
Oh, yeah. I got the real ones, too. But that, hey, I'd be having to turn the setting down because that thing will rip your gums.
Oh, it will.
I got an email last night from White Brian. Has White Brian been around at all? Was he here yesterday and maybe I missed him?
White Brian got notification time. Anybody I know?
He's taking care of his dog.
Yeah, sure. He doesn't even have a dog. White Brian sent me an email last night. Kinlaw bet. If Javon Kinlaw has 9 sacks on the season after Sunday's game, Rooster owes B. Mitch 3 fried lobster tails. Now, this email went to me, B.
When did we make this bet? I don't remember making this bet.
Well, here's, you know how, so I have a Gmail account, and you know how Google provides like the AI generated automatic replies? I think they sum this up well. The three automatic generated replies to this email, which really makes no sense, are thanks for the tip, LOL, or what? What is he saying here? If Kinlaw has 9 sacks on the season after Sunday's game, Rooster owes B. Mitch 3 fried lobster tails. I don't know that Kinlaw has a sack on the season. So did Rooster say Kinlaw was going to have 9 sacks and you took the under? Is that how this shook out?
I don't know what he said. I don't remember this.
I wonder how many drinks was White Brian in when he sent that text.
Kinlaw's at 0 sacks. So the way I understand this, I think you should feel pretty good about Rooster owing you 3 fried lobster tails.
No, it said if Kinlaw has 9, which it seems like I say he was going to have 9.
Then why would... So you owe Rooster lobster tails unless he gets to 9?
I don't remember betting nobody nothing about nothing.
Did this email make any sense to you guys last night?
I looked at it and kept going.
I just don't know where it came from. And my thing is, White Brian don't talk when he's here. Why does he always send stuff when he's not here?
This was a 9:30 White Brian email.
Is this a spam email to test us?
I replied with the auto-generated what? Question
mark. I didn't reply. I kept moving.
Landfill, do you have the slightest idea what this random White Brian lobster tail Javon Kinlaw email is about?
I think he might have gotten a fight with the Hurricane again.
Does Rooster perhaps have any idea what this is about?
Probably not.
Rooster doesn't know anything about anything.
If Rooster comes in here, let's assume Rooster's coming in today. I don't know that he is or isn't. If he comes in, B, and says, maybe this will happen next week, that you owe him 3 fried lobster tails, what's your reply going to be?
What the hell are you talking about?
Like, the only way this bet gets paid off, I'm guessing, from Brian's side, is audio proof. We work in an audio medium. If this bet actually happened, somewhere it should be documented, correct?
I think the Roost is supposed to come in today.
All right. Maybe we'll find out. I kind of doubt it, honestly, but... Maybe White Brian, when he wakes up from his drunken stupor, can provide us a little more information. What the hell did... I thought something happened yesterday while I was off, and White Brian was actually working, and you and Rooster made a weird bet or something. Right. If he wasn't here, I can't imagine you talked a whole lot of Javon Kinlaw having 9 sacks this weekend.
No.
That'd be a pretty remarkable number. I don't think any NFL players ever had 9 sacks in a game.
Never.
Now, they didn't keep stats in the Mean Joe Green era, so maybe he had it, but I doubt it. Brian, what we know very little, frankly. Dan Quinn spoke yesterday. We know that Jaden Daniels will not be the quarterback this weekend.
Yeah, we know that.
I kind of think it's going to be Josh again. Mm-hmm. Where do you lean?
Josh?
I thought he played pretty well.
Yeah.
They lost that game to Dallas because of defensive miscues. It wasn't. I mean, Johnson went for about 200 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. He didn't turn it over. They ran the ball pretty well. Yeah. Defensively, they just couldn't get off the field. Dallas 100%. Doubled them up. It was 87 offensive plays to 41.
Yeah.
TOP was almost 40 to 20. It was 38-44 to 21-16. Like, you're just not going to win.
You got
to
get off the field, man.
And
if you don't get off the field, it's going to be problems.
Nikki Jobvala had a really good column this morning in The Athletic. I like just the headline on this. Forget a recalibration. Remember, Dan Quinn famously said they need to recalibrate. Forget a recalibration. The Commanders need to get back to basics. Dan Quinn, in his press conference yesterday, admitted that Quan Martin basically got benched because of the Kevontae Turpin 86-yard touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
He had his lowest snap count total since he was a rookie. Remember back when Ron wouldn't play him? Dan Quinn said there had been a big mistake in the game regarding coverage, so there were more consequences to that. I'd also like to say I love Quan and I believe him, and that's not so unusual when a difficult play happens that you change and they have to come stand on the sideline for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to start benching people for mistakes, feels a little, too late. And it's something you've said for a while this season. Mm-hmm. Like, if you keep putting the same guys out there, yeah, you're telling them it's okay.
Yeah. But you got to start somewhere. Maybe this is the way that they go. Like we keep saying, they got to change up some things that they did this year. You got to change up some stuff. Maybe this is the beginning of that.
It's crazy because we're at this point in the season where you've got a team that's 4-12.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, what? I think they probably lost 10 of the last 11. So they beat the Chargers on October 5th. Then it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 straight losses. Then you win one, and then you've lost two more. So they lost 8 in a row. They've now gone 1-10 in their last 11 games. And the conversation isn't around massive changes. I think for Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, they should be really thankful that there's not more pressure on their jobs.
I don't think the conversation has to be around massive changes. They need to know it as it needs to be some massive changes. Like, at this point of the season, I don't know who's sitting up here expecting something totally different. I've been thinking this for the last 5 to 7 weeks. They are in a position right now where it's going to be hard as hell to get out of this position with so many people hurt and just don't seem like things are flowing in the proper way. I don't know who's expecting them to go out there and all of a sudden be playing like they played last year. I'm not.
I don't think, for me, that's not the expectation at all.
And the way I look at it, Jay, this season is done.
Been done.
And like I said, they got stuff to play for. I also am not looking for something to drastically change right now. But once this season is over, I expect to start to see that little, everything, the mechanical aspect of this team starts to churn and things start to get into motion where what we see from the ending to the beginning of what's going to start up when the caps come around, we need to see some different stuff. Different people.
Listen to
different
this.
Styles of people, types totally. Of people.
This is crazy. I'm reading from Nikki's article this morning in The Athletic. Washington swing from a 4-13 team in 2023 to a 12-5 contender in 24 and back to being a 4-12 club this season is among the more volatile 3-year stretches for any NFL team in recent years. The last team to improve by 8 wins in one season, then fall by at least 8 losses the following season, was the Carolina Panthers from 2014 to 2016. I think that's when Carolina went to that Super Bowl. Cam got hurt and kind of just fell apart. I'm reading. There are multiple layers that Quinn and general manager Adam Peters will have to peel back. For a regime that began its rebuild recalibration by preaching play style, rediscovering the fundamentals of it is step one. And that's something I've been saying now for the better part of a month is, like, tackling needs to be more of a priority than trying to generate turnovers. Just get the guy on the ground.
Yeah, that needs to get better. This is tackle football, bro. And I, look, if I were them, I'll start up a little fine thing. If you throw a forearm and you don't wrap up, you're getting fined. If I see another forearm tackle, I'm going to have a problem. There's too many of those.
Like, when you watch that Texans defense and you see the way their DBs play in run support, I understand people are looking to make strong tackles. And in the NFL, you gotta make big hits to get guys down on the ground. Hell, did you watch Philly-Buffalo this weekend?
A little bit.
The way Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, I mean, those are...
The kid number 31 last night. He was bringing the... Listen, man. You don't have to make big hits. If you wrap up and hold on, that person is going to probably go down. You know what I mean? But if you just run over and bump a guy, they're not falling all the time. These guys are too damn strong for that to happen. So, as I told you from the beginning of the season, I got tired of seeing defensive backs trying to tackle, but they never hit the ground. How do you tackle somebody that you got to knock them down, but you don't fall down? I've seen too many times dudes are standing on both feet when the guy's on the ground. They're like trying to push him down. That's not tackling. That's shoving.
There's so much wrong with Washington this season. You don't get to this record and this situation without really, I mean, just a number of indictments across the board. But, man, they got serious questions. It is remarkable the rise and fall of this organization. And when people ask me, like, oh, dude, they're so far off for 2026.
I don't think
they might be.
See,
if you get Jaden back playing excellent, that changes everything.
Let me hit you with a little something. So I went back because I've been looking at the 49ers, and I try to compare things with the 49ers. 49ers 2017 was 6-10. 2018, 4-12. 2019, they were 13-3, okay? NFC champ, whatever. They go to the Super Bowl appearance. They come back the next year, they were 6-10. Then they jump right back to 10-7, 13-4, 12-5. Then they fell off the next year and then came back this year. So the whole thing of it is you can switch up this stuff, but you gotta build something. Because like I've been making the example that the 49ers are the team you got to look at. Like all the injuries, but they still perform. People look at it and try to compare Washington. Washington hadn't had long enough to build a team. Kyle Shanahan got there in 2017, right?
Yeah.
It's 2025 now.
Maybe 18.
They should 17. Be able to win because they built something now. Washington got away from what their building was from last year to this year. Get back to the building. Because what you are seeing with the 49ers and teams like that, that's been 6, 7, 8 years of building. We can't expect them to be where those other teams are after just 2 years. This is their third year going into it next year. So what we saw something happen last year, and we all got ahead of ourselves, even them.
Yeah.
So you got to get back to what you say you were going to do. Build this damn thing right.
Speaking of building, we're going to talk a little Wizards basketball coming up at 11. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Bow, bow, now, now. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Appreciate everybody hanging with us on Monumental Sports Network or the YouTube page. We are very excited right now to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Talk to our boy, Mr. Sam Cosmi, a new proud papa of young son, Tate. What's up, man? How all are right. you?
Hey. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
How's everything
how you
going
doing?
With the little one? Yeah.
Are you sleeping?
Yeah, no, not at all. I think the most I've gotten is 4 hours. So, but, you know, I think my body's getting kind of used to that, which is fine. That's to be expected.
So when was he born? How did everything go? How's mom?
Yeah, mom's doing great. He was born the day after Christmas that night at 1:46. He water broke. Around like 7:30, Christmas Day.
Oh wow!
And yeah, it was pretty quick. It was a quick turnaround, and he we didn't know what his timing was because we were supposed to get induced that Monday. He said, "Nah, I'm gonna make a early showing." Mm-hmm. So
Love that.
Yeah.
So a Christmas Day baby, huh? That's awesome.
Day after.
Yeah.
So born on the 26th or the 25th?
The 26th.
Okay.
So the whole process kind of started the 25th that night. But yeah, he lasted till that almost 2 a.m.
Started making noise on Christmas Day.
Definitely.
Dude, so here is my question for you then. My youngest daughter is born January 8th. So we have to pack up Christmas at our house pretty quick so that we turn the page to her birthday. Now, you got some time before my man Tate's going to be really cognizant of this. But, you know, that's going to be a bit of a juggling act to have Christmas and then his birthday.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I haven't put any thought into that. But I figured that's for later.
You got time
to deal with. Yeah.
You got plenty of time. Yeah. Does your mother-in-law come up to help in this time, or is it just the four of you? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, so she was here for a little bit. She just recently left, but she'll be back in about a week and a half. I have my little sister here who nannies. She's a stud. So she's helping out for that week and a half that, you know, my mother-in-law can't be here. But, we're having help, especially this early couple weeks.
That's great.
Cool to have family members.
Yeah, need that.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
How's big sister handling little brother?
Unfazed. Really, she's in her own little world still. You know, she interacts with him here and there, but it's still she's the queen of the house. So she's really unfazed. So it's nice.
All right, that's great, man. I'm really happy for you and your family. What a great kind of Christmas present.
That's a hell of a Christmas present right there. Cap it all off.
And most important, everybody's happy and healthy, and you probably won't get much sleep till Easter.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's in the calendar already, so we're working on it.
What this week for you, where you know you're not playing, I don't know where you are in the recovery from the concussion stuff. What does this week look like for you, especially when you have a new baby in the house?
Well, you know, like I'm just helping the guys that have any questions about, you know, just cause I just played them, any questions about the guys, personnel wise, but from a schematic standpoint, you know, coaches obviously deal with that. But, for me, it's pretty much, still trying to get through concussion protocol right now, feeling a lot better. And then, yeah, I mean, normally, I take the first couple weeks to recover after the season, but I, you know, that kind of started. I kind of take that as I started up earlier, so I can start training because I really want to get a head start for next season.
It makes sense. As you kind of look at this game in Philly, for young guys or even like veterans, the reality of veteran players. Guys you're close with, Wiley, Allegretti, guys that are going to be on the field this week, you know, they're putting tape out there for what may or may not happen come free agency in March. Like, what is the approach for everybody in Ashburn going into this game?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to me because you see a lot of these games around the league, and I think the interesting one I saw most was, like, the Giants and the Raiders and, like, tanking and all this, that, and other. And, like, it's – I think you have to understand that, like, regardless of the situations, like, us players, our main objective is to win the football game, you know, and put a good product on the field. If it's not for that team, it's for 31 other teams. So no one's going out there and going to play bad intentionally, you know, and we're essentially paid to entertain and win football games, and that's what that's our job. No one's gonna sit there and be like, I'm just gonna not play this game and play poorly. Like, that's not crossing our minds.
And especially at your position. I mean, you know, offensive lineman, defensive lineman, they gotta be ready to go, because if you don't, the guy across from you wants to go, you will see that the person's not playing.
Yeah. We got to be locked in.
Yeah.
Every play, there's no, you take, you know, your foot off the gas, one play, you'll embarrass yourself.
You know, and you, again, you don't want to do that. You can spiral out of control and do that. You got to be locked in. You got to be focused and treat every game like it's another opportunity to showcase what you're all about. You know, so that's the mentality you have to have.
Well, dude, I think about last Sunday's game against the Cowboys, or I guess it wasn't Sunday, last Thursday, the Christmas Day game against the Cowboys, and I don't know what, if anything, the situation was for the Cowboys defensive back, but like Debo Samuel reminded that Cowboys DB, you better be playing hard through the whistle every play when he blasted that dude and his helmet fell off. You know what? Like,
yeah,
that's why I think the notion and the conversation surrounding tanking and stuff is so silly when it comes to the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, the perfect example right there, like you gotta buckle your chin strap every play, you know? And if you don't, you're gonna get your helmet blown off. So, it's a high level game every single play, regardless of the situation, because that guy across from you is trying to, you know, we always say take money out of your pocket, but you're trying to take money out of his pocket, you know. Mm-hmm. So, that's how from that business aspect of things. So. You got to put your best foot forward each and every play, each and every snap.
Sam, I've always looked at it, and when I talk with Jay a lot, I let him know, I think football and hockey is hard as hell to go out there and do. Like, so in basketball, if you are a certain player, the coach just bench you. And if the best player is sitting down, you're probably not going to win the game. In baseball, mm-hmm. if you're the pitcher, you can throw some strange pitches or strike out. But football mm-hmm. and hockey, hell, you end up in the hospital if you go out there and be BSing around.
It's a physical sport, and you're correct all the way. I mean, if you don't put your best foot forward, you're going to get embarrassed, or worse, get yourself hurt, or get someone else hurt.
True. Yeah,
yeah, it's a physical demanding sport. Talking with our friend Sam Cosmi on our weekly Paisanos Players Chat. You can give Sam a follow at Sam Cosmi on Instagram. That's where I learned of the birth of their new little baby boy. Sam, I'm curious, man. I mean, this season, unfortunately, you've had more time off than I think you ever would have expected. How much of the mm-hmm. rest of the league do you watch? Maybe not this past weekend with a new baby in the house, but just in general.
I mean, I keep up here and there with stuff, kind of see how teams are doing and you know, kind of, it's very interesting. It's been an interesting season in general for a lot of teams. A lot of teams have shown. I never thought the Bears would be what they are right now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of funny because it's like I look at that game from last year when we beat them and we went on a streak, and then this and they went on a streak the opposite way. It kind of flip flopped this year.
It's crazy.
Really, really crazy. But yeah, I keep up a little bit. Obviously, I like to see where everybody's at. But yeah, that's for the most part.
It is wild to think, because when you guys played the Bears, it's mid-October, it's Monday Night Football, you're coming back from L.A., 3-2, coming off the best win of the year against the Chargers. And with 2 minutes to play in that Bears game, it looked like you were about to be 4-2 headed to Dallas. And
yeah.
You know, pro football could change in a hurry, and we saw it then. And then, you know, Jaden gets hurt against Dallas, and things just kind of spiraled from there. When did you come back? It was right around there, wasn't it?
It was Dallas.
That's what I thought. Wow, yeah. It's remarkable. And you mentioned the Bears. The Patriots have played at a really high level. Do you pay attention at all to, like, there's a big MVP debate going on? Who should win MVP between Drake May and Matt Stafford?
I mean, I've also seen, I mean, this is just, I'll look at it, that the Patriots have had the easiest
strength of schedule.
Yes, mm-hmm. strength of set schedule. I'm not saying anything. I'm not trying to take away anything from that. But I've also seen, like, statistically that Matthew Stafford, I think, has, like, more touchdowns. Same interceptions, but more touchdowns, a little bit more yards. I mean, that guy has been so incredibly consistent, though, and has not
been shown, I think, the love that he should have been shown over his career.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't get me wrong. It would be, I think both quarterbacks are great quarterbacks, but I think Stafford has had a better season.
I tend to agree with you. We'll see how the voters end up shaking out. Talking with our friend Sam Cosmi here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Sam joining us for his weekly Paisanos Players Chat. Dude, I'm curious, as a proud Longhorn alum, you've got Michigan, Texas tomorrow in the, I think it's the Citrus Bowl. Now, normally you get Michigan and Texas on the field. That is two true college football blue bloods. But, like, in the era of the college football playoff and neither of these teams got in, you can make a case that Texas should have gotten in, but they didn't. Like, what is that? How juiced up are you for that bowl game? What does that bowl game do for Texas fans?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, you just kind of see what you get for next. It's the same thing. Kind of see what you get for next season. I think with the NIL, this is me personally, I think with the NIL stuff now, it's kind of almost pointless. just because, I mean, these guys are getting paid so much money now. That like the only thing that matters is the championship game, which is, you know, that's the thing. And, you know, punch your ticket into the top 12, you know, if you don't, it's like, you know, again, you got to put tape on and do the whole thing where it's like physical sport type thing. But like, you got to play for yourself in that instance. I just don't, I mean, these guys are making so much money that like, a reclining chair is not the coolest thing in the world anymore.
Right. Like, oh, the bowl gift presents. Yeah.
When I was going through that, I couldn't wait to get to a bowl game.
Yes.
Because getting those gifts were so cool because we couldn't afford that type of stuff. You know, like there was none of that. So for me, getting to a bowl game, like a nice bowl game, meant better gifts, you know? That was a cool thing for me, but I just don't, I couldn't see. I mean, you guys got, you know, kids making millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, you know, they can buy a reclining chair. No problem.
Sam, in NCAA, so they are now allowing in basketball, they allow the dude who was in the pros,
an NBA player,
come back and play college because they say he had some eligibility left. How would that be if somebody played football for 2, 3 years, 4 years? They got a year left and they go back and play football.
If a person were had to do that, which is crazy, first and foremost. But if that individual, I personally think, because the level, I've seen guys that I'm like, man, I didn't think he was that good in college playing the NFL and make leaps over that 1 year. I mean, they would be so much more dominant going back to college.
Uh-huh.
It'd totally be night and day. It'd be night and day. I'm telling you, it would.
And it shouldn't be legal.
No.
Yeah, you know, you got 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds out there.
Yeah, I mean, you can put a case for, you know, Philip Rivers wanted to come back. If he had more eligibility, would he come back to the college? You know what I'm saying? So you think he would? I don't know. Well, probably.
Dude, I mean, that's crazy. Like, so I just looked this up. If I have this right or not, let me know. It looks like your last 2 years at Texas, you guys played in back-to-back Alamo Bowl games. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
What was the best gift from the Alamo Bowl?
Oh, what did I get from
that? Was that your reclining chair?
I got a Yeti cooler. That's what I remember.
Those are legit.
Yeah, and they're not cheap.
No, they weren't cheap. I think my parents still have it in the garage. They use it all the time, especially in the summer. So I still have that thing. And I think one of the years I did get a reclining chair that's at my grandparents' house now.
That's awesome. Were you on the team that played Georgia in the Sugar Bowl?
Yes. Yeah.
I imagine the Sugar Bowl's got some good gifts.
That was, what did I get for that one? I think they didn't have anything where you picked. They gave you like AirPods, a watch, some AirPods, headphones, a watch, and something else. I forgot. They didn't let you like pick your gift or like have, hey, you go in. Because what they used to do is like you go in a room
they have like, you have a point system, so you can put all your points in like a big gift or like smaller gifts and combine them. So for that game, I think they just like had already stuff picked out for us that was nice. I mean, I loved my AirPods and headphones, so I was good with that.
I think that Sugar Bowl was also when Sam Ellinger, after the win, got on the microphone and said, "We're back." Yeah. I remember that.
And then we weren't back. yeah.
Funny how that shakes out.
Yeah.
Will you watch the college football playoff over these next couple days?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll have in the background. I'll keep up with it and see what goes on. But I'm just happy Oklahoma and A&M are out of it.
I imagine.
So I told you guys that, I think, last week, the week before that. That's the only thing I wanted, and it came true, so I'm happy about that.
There you go. Will there be any chance...
Rivalries.
You stay up till midnight on New Year's Eve, or purposefully stay up till midnight?
Purposely, no. Probably, yeah. I probably will. Or I'll fall asleep at like 9:30 and still wake up at 12,
right,
to help or do something like that. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what the little man has in store for us.
Well, congratulations, man. Really happy for you and your family, and try to get some rest when you can.
I will. Appreciate you guys.
Right, thanks for the time.
Take care, man.
Yeah, you too.
That is our friend Sam Cosmi joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline for his weekly Paisanos Players Chat. Sam's been great about that all season. We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. The Paisanos Player Chat is fed by our friends at Paisanos. Today and every Tuesday are Community Tuesdays from Paisanos. Nurses, teachers, active duty, military, and vets, and first responders all get 25% off your order with the promo code COMMUNITY. It's Paisanos' way of giving back to the individuals who give so much to others. Paisanos, it's not just pizza, but something for everyone. Order now at PaisanosPizza.com. Can't stand it. I know you planned it. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's 11:30 a.m. on New Year's Eve. 11:29 a.m. if you're being exact. It is New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And there was a time in my life where New Year's Eve was a big deal. I've worked a lot of New Year's Eves as a bartender. It wasn't the worst night to work. The problem was, if you were working New Year's Eve and the bar was rented out and it was like $200 all you can drink,
mm-hmm,
nobody tipped because they're like, well, I already paid. So that sucked. But then what would happen, speaking off the record, of course, is once you're bartending and you realize nobody's tipping you, you know what the bartender controls?
The price.
No, the alcohol. So you know what might start happening?
Yeah, less liquor?
Well, I just might start drinking a bunch.
So you're saying...
And then your service might wane.
So you're off the record, kind of on the record.
I always enjoyed New Year's Eve. Some of the most fun New Year's Eves I had. My boys in college would rent out this bar in New York City. We did like the Times Square thing, which was just nuts, but fun when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
As you get older, New Year's Eve, not a ton of juice. We're going out to dinner tonight at the beach, which should be cool.
Zippy, you've gotten older and just...
Well, what are you doing tonight, Mr. Young at Heart?
Oh, I'm going to be out all night.
I doubt it.
I'm going out.
Where are you going?
To a club down in, what's it called, at the MGM.
Oh, you are? I thought you were debating whether you wanted to do that.
Nah, see, I just threw that out there to make sure. I threw you off because I gave you something that you knew, see? Bang. I got plans just in case. I don't know.
So you're just not sharing your plans.
Yeah, basically. That's what I'm doing with you.
That I believe.
Yeah.
my guess is, of the four of us, White Brian's just on permanent vacation.
I don't know what's up with that.
I think
dude,
White Brian's in Turks and Caicos, last I heard. I'm guessing only Jeff has, like, wild plans. Landfill, what do you have planned for tonight?
I'm just going to go home and go to sleep.
Yeah, but don't you
don't do what you do every night.
You also usually wake up, though, around midnight.
I mean, maybe. We'll see.
Will you watch the ball drop?
Hell no.
No, Dick. Is Dick Clark still alive?
I think he's passed years ago.
Yeah, I think he's gone, Jay.
Who does, like, the big...
Ryan Seacrest, huh?
The last few years of Dick Clark were pretty rough, too.
Dick Clark died in 2012. Damn. Yeah, that's a hole in my resume.
You need to stop, though.
Over 10 years ago. Shout out to Dick Clark. Remember when Dan Snyder bought Dick Clark Productions or whatever?
Yeah, how much money did he make?
Zero. So Ryan Seacrest is on tonight. The good news for me, what time does the college football game start tonight?
8 o'clock.
Something
like
that.
Don't say nothing that's going to get you in trouble, though. I'm just trying to help
7:30.
Who was that?
Who the hell was that, Lambert?
You guys take a guess.
Yeah, you guys got to guess.
Denton.
No.
Denton doesn't work with us. He's big
time. I don't care. Who the hell? Say it again.
Yes. 7:30. Speak again.
Ohio State.
A sentence.
What's up?
Just got doing a bit.
I'm not doing a bit. But I just know Ohio State is playing at 7:30 in Dallas.
Who the hell is that?
Come on. You saw me yesterday.
I'm trying to look at the camera.
Lil Ben?
They're showing my guy on Monumental, I think.
Not Lil Ben.
Not Ben.
A-Mac?
Same age.
So here's a tough, there's going to be a tough moment here. For
Luigi?
Our friend. Brian and I aren't the
best. Was it Luigi?
At everybody's name.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Luigi.
Who's Luigi? Mario's brother?
Well, you got told me looked like the dude.
Is that, hold on, is your name Wes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Wes.
Yeah.
There
all right.
You go. Damn, Wes, I never heard you talk. I just see you smile all the time, dog.
Wes, you've been in there all day?
I have, yeah. I'm doing video for Brian.
All right. Terrific. Do you know where White Brian is?
I don't know. Is he out of the country?
Turks and Caicos?
I think he's out of the country.
Bro, he's just on vacation permanently.
The dude, he got a lot of vacation time. We got to revisit our damn stuff.
Seriously. And White Brian's full time, right? Isn't that the deal when you get the video jobs? Because that's what they always give Clary grief about. Shout out to Luigi West. All right. So we are hoping to be at dinner at the beach at 5:30.
Probably ain't going to work.
Why not?
Because you're going to screw something up.
Appreciate your vote of confidence.
All right.
That's also what my wife thinks.
You leave here at 12. You got to go do some little tapings. You got to get home.
Yeah.
Then you pack. Are you already packed?
Lauren has packed.
Okay, so packed. And how long a ride is it normally without traffic?
A little less than 3 hours.
Okay, so you think it'll be a little less than 3 hours a day?
I don't think.
So if you're on the road.
Have you looked at the weather at the beach? I don't think it's a hot ticket to drive to the beach today.
It may not be a hot ticket to drive to the beach, but it's going to be a hot ticket for it to get somewhere. People like being places, bro.
Tomorrow I plan on jumping in the ocean. It's a high of 39 and very windy. You want to join me?
Hell to the no.
Okay. That was thorough. So Ainsley is hell-bent on staying up till midnight tonight.
Well,
I don't really.
We know that's going to happen.
So I've already, at the beach, we only have one TV. It's a small little place, right? I've already told Lauren, whatever we need on the TV is fine. I'm going to watch a football game on my computer. So as long as I have access to the football game on my computer, whatever happens on the television is fine.
Uh-huh.
Now, since Luigi has let us know it's a 7:30 kick, I imagine there'll be some level of song and dance with this game. There'll be a national anthem. And
there'll be something going on.
Like, what time do you think they actually kick the football? 7:48?
7:30 start. About 7:48, 7:50.
So college games tend to go long. I think the football game, if it goes 3 hours, that gets me to 10:48. I bet the football game isn't over till around 11:15.
Possibly.
That means if the girls really want to stay up, I'm dadding for 45 minutes, counting down the clock, bang. Do you think I make it?
Are you drinking some Dr. Pepper Clear while you're watching the game?
Probably going to be some clear this evening.
Your eyes might be closed before 12.
Nah, I like watching football. And I'll be with the kids. It's not going to be me sitting in the chair by myself refilling.
Dude, I've seen you fall asleep. So,
Oh,
I go to sleep.
You are the one seed of sleep in this program.
And when I'm tired, I go to sleep. I'm not going to sit up there and try to fight it. For what?
All right, so Brian refuses to tell us his plans. Landfill is not doing anything. Luigi, what are you doing tonight? You're a young man. You going out in these streets?
No, I got to watch Ohio State play.
Are you a Buckeye fan?
Yeah, my dad went to Ohio State.
Okay. Where are you just going to watch it at home with your pop?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I kind of like that. Good for you.
Thank you.
Now, if I had to guess on anybody with significant plans tonight, his name is Jeff. Jeffrey, what the hell are you doing?
My name is Jeff.
What are you doing tonight, Jeff?
I have to DJ from 11:30 to 3, and then I'm going home and going to sleep because I have a 5K to run.
Oh, yeah,
he got to
run a 5K tomorrow.
Oh, you're running that tomorrow after DJing till 3 in the morning?
I'm going to show up.
I'll get home about 4 o'clock, get a nice little 5 hours, be up at registration by 9, be ready to run by 11.
So will you not drink tonight?
JP, I haven't drank at the club since January.
So I had to specify that at the club?
Yeah, I know you drank in Madrid.
Yeah, for sure. But the club,
he lost in Madrid.
Really
what club are you at tonight? Is it like $100 all you can drink kind of thing, or what is it?
I'm at 202 Lounge. It's right in Chinatown, and
yep,
it's not $100 all you can drink, but there are table prices. There are table deals tonight.
What does it cost to get a table tonight?
For one premium bottle and one house champagne, it's $550.
Damn, what's a premium bottle? Like a bottle of Casamigos or something?
Yeah, Don Julio, stuff like that. For two bottles, it's $850. And for four bottles and a house champagne, it's $1,250.
That's what we would be doing, Jeff. I mean, JP, me and you.
Four bottles?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I feel like two would be enough.
Nah, man.
B. Mitch and Finley table. We got to do that one weekend.
What you say?
A B. Mitch and Finley table. We got to do that one weekend.
I'm not sure about that. Can it start a lot earlier?
No, JP. No, JP. We're going to go out. We're going out. We can't play that old man crap, dog.
3 a.m. is late, man.
Man, please. Come on, dog.
Says the guy that won't tell us what he's doing tonight because he's probably not doing anything.
Do what? Why y'all sending pictures of me sleeping in Madrid? Hey.
Joey just said
I told you I was going to doze off that day. I voiced that right before we started. Because that time killed me, man.
Whose New Year's Eve sounds the most exciting? Jeff? DJing at the club, Landfill sleeping and maybe waking up, Luigi watching Ohio State with his dad, you with unnamed plans, or me hanging with the kids watching football.
Me with unnamed plans.
Dun, 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 dun. Where does New Year's Eve rank for you? Let's examine that when we return. I've actually become a New Year's Day guy. Nobody go anywhere. We got Caps hockey coming up shortly. Should hear from Dan Quinn. Maybe we get some clarity on who's going to be the starting quarterback. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Monumental Sports Network, and on the YouTube stream.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.